Okay. Well, we can do the commissioner part. I mean, that's not too controversial, I don't think, so. Yes?
A couple of things. Commissioners will recall that a few meetings ago, we elected members to our ADA committee. Had its first meeting and presented a couple of actions that I want to share with the commission. We don't need to take any action there. These are actions that, resolutions actually, that were passed by the committee, but I just want the commission to be informed. The first was they have a member who has not been attending and has actually been missing in action three meetings, and according to their bylaws, that is reason for removal of this member. So they took action and removed one of their members. So there will be a vacancy. These members represent regions, and so there will be an application process for the region from which the member was removed. And then the second action they took, you'll recall that we adopted some rule changes regarding this committee, I believe at our last meeting. And the purpose of these rule changes was to bring us in line with federal regulations and to simplify our definition of a person who is disabled. They passed a resolution in support of those regulatory changes. This is really evidence of the new committee. We haven't been seeing their actions, but it is a committee of the commission, so we're really quite pleased with this new committee and the fact that they're being very involved in the work that they're supposed to be involved in. And then second, I was just going to take the privilege of sharing with the commission and the audience. My husband and I returned from Cape Town, South Africa last Sunday, where we spent 3 weeks camping in Western South Africa and Namibia. Namibia is about three times the size of Washington State with 2.5 million people. So it's pretty empty and full of wildlife. We're sort of doing a naturalist tour, as you can imagine. I was interested in documenting birds and actually saw over 200 species. We didn't go to the big wildlife parks, so not as much diversity in the mammals, but what I'm showing here, the bird is a swallow-tailed beekeeper, or a bee-eater, rather. They're car-stopping birds, as you might imagine, which annoys my husband quite a bit. He's a non-birder, so when I put on the brakes real rapidly and back up to see a bird, he kind of gets grumpy about it, but did document quite a few, as I mentioned. The antelope species down below was the most common that we saw, quite attractive. It's a Jimbok. There were lots and lots and lots of Jimbok throughout Namibia. the final species that I put up is a Chacma baboon. That's the baboon species of southern Africa. Baboons are classified as vermin by most southern African countries. They are a real problem. There are signs everywhere: don't feed the baboons. The first time I went to South Africa, we stopped to go hiking somewhere and left a car and came back to find the police looking at
the car, we were way out in the middle of nowhere, and we were kind of concerned, had we been broken into or anything. And he, when we walked up to ask what was going on, he said, people don't usually leave their cars here. It's working. Because the baboons will pull off the windshield wipers. They're a real problem species, and they're quite prevalent. Camping is really the way to go. It kind of surprises people, but they're wonderful campgrounds, both public and private. We completely, it's called self-catering. We self-drove and self-catered our way all the way up to the mid portion of Namibia. We were actually hoping to get to northern Namibia to see Etosha Pan, one of the big game parks, but just there was too much to see. The plant diversity is mind-boggling. The ecotones were the Western Kalahari, the Namib Desert, and then we spent a couple of days on the Cape, which is a really amazing place. You can stand up on Table Mountain, look at both the Indian Ocean and the Atlantic Ocean, and the shrubs of the Cape, it's called the fimbro, is the ecotome, have flowers that are absolutely unbelievable. Protea is the big species. And even in the desert where they've had 5 years of drought, the plants will look dead, but they're flowering. They're just really well adapted to these very, very special ecosystems. And then finally, the people were delightful. Northern Cape, the province north of Cape Town, is mostly Afrikaans. Then in Namibia, there are 12 indigenous clans. All have their own languages. We met indigenous Africans that would speak as many as 7 languages. English, Afrikaans, and 5 African languages. The clans of Namibia cannot understand one another unless they speak the other languages. Many of them have those click languages of the San or the Bush people, which are, I learned 3 of them. And I didn't learn the 4th one. And there's no way that I can put those together with words, but to listen to them talk, it just all runs together. It's very amazing to listen to. And they're just very interested to talk to you about their country. They're proud of them, both South Africans and Namibians. It was just an all-around great experience. So I just wanted to share that with everyone.
I'm ready to go. Yeah. I thought that was a picture of new invasive species.
Yes.
Yes, Trey.
Thank you. My work lately, I've been a little bit more involved in some of the shrub steppe habitat areas and been attending some meetings to that extent. And talking with some of the landowners that have experienced some of the fires over the last few years, and in particular even last summer, it's really interesting. And one thing that keeps coming up is this whole idea of, you know, a variety of landowners, whether they be state, federal, and private, and how hard it is to fight rangeland fires in those conditions. So in November, there's going to be a person coming up from the BLM, and I'm to attend a meeting and talk to some of these landowners down in the Yakima Firing Center, Hanford area, about something they did in Idaho called a Rangeland Fire Protection Association. That seems really interesting. It seems really positive, and might be something our state would look at. It does take legislation to enable these organizations, but they're having really good success in southern Idaho, enabling landowners to become more a part of the firefighting effort. And it really hit me, as much as we try to do preserve habitat and buy and acquire land and have easements on land and have the feeling that it's protected, well, some of these wildfires set back that vegetation for 15, 20, 25 years to support the types of species that normally would exist there. So I think these types of things, these RFPAs or other ways to enable some of these larger fires to at least be have less of an impact, or is something that we want to watch in the future.
Anything else? Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thanks again for the kind invitation to join the group here. I am kind of the new guy here. I mentioned a few new guy things when I was in Port Angeles, but maybe for those commissioners that weren't there, I might speak a little bit more to those again. I am really excited to be here and honored to serve with my fellow commissioners and look forward to working with all of you. I do ask that you recognize I am kind of a new guy and cut me a little bit of slack as I go through some questions that seem pretty ridiculous or some do something that shows I really don't know the protocols that have been in place and working so well over time. I also want to say that I'm looking forward to working with the hardworking staff of the department. There's a long, proud history of this agency and its predecessor agencies, mainly due, I think, to the talented staff who have dedicated their professional careers to the purpose of the agency. And I just want to emphasize how much respect I have for these folks. Both these folks have chosen to work in this field of endeavor. They chose to go to school in their particular field of expertise. They chose to come to this agency. They didn't have to. And I know from all the talent that's out there that if they were just doing something to make money, they would not be doing this job. They could make a lot more money doing other things. And they're doing this because this has been their passion, and they want to do a good job in serving the purpose of the agency. And so anyway, I'm really looking forward to working with the wonderful staff of the department. And I hope that maybe I can just make some contributions. I ask that people not expect too much out of me to start with. So for the first 5 years of my appointment, Mr. Chairman, I'm hoping that I hope, though, to maybe bring some of my past experience in helping the commission on the public participation interface or the public component there to get to optimize all the positive parts that would come with the public having confidence and comfort in what the commission's doing, and also perhaps a little bit on the scientific grounding that occurs before the commission makes decisions. But thanks again for the.
Thank you, Don. Again, welcome. If your phone call goes off during a meeting, that's positive, so we encourage that.
Brad,
there we
it
go.
Needs to be pointed out that just because he's a new guy, he isn't immune from getting picked on.
Any additions, discussions, deletions to the minutes? If not, do I see a motion?
Yeah. We have two sets of minutes. I will make two separate motions. I move to approve the September 8th, 9th, 2017 regular meeting minutes of the Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission.
Second's been made. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Oh, wait. We have further discussion.
For the record, I just abstained because I was not in attendance at that meeting.
And I will abstain as well. Yeah, I was not in. And Jay will abstain as well. So any other comments? Hearing none. All those in favor of the motion say yes.
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 Opposed say no. Motion is carried. Minutes are approved.
I move to approve the September 28th, 2017 special meeting conference call of the Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission.
Second.
Second's been made. Any further discussion?
Abstain.
Okay. Mr. Keeney abstains. Motion's been made. Seconded. All those in favor of the motion say yes.
Yes.
Opposed say no. Yeses have it. Motion is carried. Minutes are approved. Thank you. We will now move into item number C and item number C for item number one, committee reports. Do we have any committees that want to report out? Yes.
Yes. The Wildlife Committee met this morning for breakfast. We discussed, I'm not sure I have the acronym quite right, but the Diversity and Inclusion Action Committee. Good, close enough. Some good things going on there, kind of the spearhead of some of this effort that's going on. We'll be going on across the department, and the Wildlife Department is taking a lead on some of that and doing great work, I think. We had a discussion of the wolf lethal take protocol as it exists today and as it was implemented during the course of the summer with Sherman Pack and Smackout Pack. And, of course, there's litigation on that right now, so we weren't able to discuss too much in that session. We had an update on the sharp-tailed grouse condition as it relates to fires from Penny. And there'll be a further, I think that's coming up in at the December meeting where we'll be actually looking at the status of sharp-tailed grouse. Another species I've kind of run into in my work lately and feel sometimes sage grouse are hugely important, but sharp-tailed kind of slip to the side and are often forgotten, and their habitat needs are a little bit different than the sage grouse. We talked a little bit about what we're going to be discussing tomorrow on the committee structure. You know, I just wanted to get a feel from the folks at our table, and particularly the staff. I would ask for input from the staff on their feelings of how committee's structure is done. Their input on it was valuable, I think, to our committee and to the discussion we'll have this afternoon. And then we had an update, a little bit of a preview of the three-year plan that's coming up. And one of the issues that's popped out there is the 209 primers for muzzleloaders, which we'll be discussing further. Anybody else have anything from the meeting?
We also discussed the Recovering America's Wildlife Act, which is about to be dropped in Congress. Is an effort being spearheaded by the Association of Fish and Wildlife Agencies to identify a funding source for the many diverse species that require the department's attention and really we don't have funding for. So. And this is a national effort. It's based on the state wildlife action plans that have been required by the funding level is based on the state wildlife action plans that are required by the federal government. That is, it requires each state to identify priority species that need attention, but no funding has ever come with it. And so it's kind of hard to give attention to priority species without the needed funding. And so this is going to be a very important bill for our department and the commission to be tracking and supporting and hopefully getting our congressional delegation on board.
Mr. Carpenter. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm going to do a very brief overview of our Fish Committee meeting, which took place yesterday afternoon, and if any other members of the Fish Committee have any additional comments, please feel free to weigh in here. Now, one of the items we talked about was an overview of the Columbia River season, the commercial season in particular, how that worked, and we also were briefed by the department staff on how the observer program worked, and that seemed to work quite well. We had another item relating to some South Sound chum management issues that are still ongoing and to be determined to be the outcome of that. There was also a briefing by staff that several staff members made a trip to Forks night before last and to visit with the guides up in the Olympic Peninsula area as it relates to those issues, and they provided some very, very good feedback on that. The other issue that I recall was the sport fish rules overview that we went through with staff, and there might have been more, but that was the highlight. Anybody else have anything else that they want to bring forward?
No.
Thank you.
Any other committee to report us? Okay, well, that will bring an end to item number one. We will go.